Max Adler, thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And it's my my hometown, Arizona. That's where I'm from, so I'm very excited.
Well, that's you know, excellent. That's one of the reasons why I picked you,
Phoenix?
You know, among all the other actors from the film. Yeah, so Phoenix?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, so Fountain Hills was like the first grade through about fifth grade, and then I moved into like Cave Creek, Paradise Valley.
That's
area,
where I live, Cave Creek.
High school, and my family's still up by Desert Ridge. My brother went to ASU. Yeah, I'm an Arizona boy.
Nice.
I live up in Cave Creek.
Oh, wow. And
I said I live in Cave Creek.
Oh yeah, well it's a great booming area. I mean, you know, Desert Ridge Mall and everything just blew up over the last few years. And every time I go back, it's just like a new.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you in studio next time you're here in Phoenix.
You're cutting in and out. Can you move to? Are you on a cell phone?
I am. And you can hear me.
You're cutting.
We're losing you.
all right, hang on. Sorry.
Go toward a window and.
Is this any better right here for
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. And you know, another reason.
All right. Good.
Well, you know, I picked you for three reasons. One, because of your tie to the Valley. Another reason is because you know, you're one of my favorite actors in the movie. I think you gave the best performance. Everyone does a great job. But the other reason is I am a very proud Gleek. So I'm sure that you know.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot. I go back in a couple days to Los Angeles to resume filming on our final season.
Terrific, terrific. You know, can't wait for the final season. We're actually gonna have a Glee special, you know, probably sometime next year, the beginning of next year. So we'll talk a little more about Glee.
Heather Morris, who plays Brittany on the show, is another Arizona native.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's a great actress you know, as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we got 13 more episodes, and kind of getting back to the roots, back to the basics of those, you know, the really impactful kind of pushing the envelope storylines, and I'm really excited to be back and kind of, you know, close that out with a bang.
Oh yes, cannot wait for that. I was going to ask you this later, but are you going to finally sing at all in the show?
You know, I hope so. I did show choir at Horizon High School, and we toured around the nation, and I do sing all the time, shower in my car. and whether Glee will let me do it on the show or not remains to be seen. As of now, in the first four episodes, I do not sing, but hopefully later in the season, I'll have a shot. I would love to. That's definitely something I'd love to do before the show ends.
I hope so as well. That's so strange that you did show choir at Horizon, yet you did not. You haven't gotten a chance to sing in Glee yet. I'm singing on the show all the time here, and Greg doesn't care for it.
Yeah. But when you guys sing on Glee, that's fine. But Joseph, though, you know, we're working on helping him out a little bit.
But
we can all do a little ditty. We can all sing like Run Around Sue or like Barbara Ann right now. So. You can have a little fun if you want.
Oh, nice. Well, maybe we'll have to hear you sing in just a moment, but let's talk about a little bit about Believe Me right now. Of course, you know, you are one of several stars in the film. You, Alex Russell, Miles Fisher, you all play college seniors who, desperate and broke out of ideas, you start a fake charity to embezzle money for tuition. Again, the movie opened yesterday. We're going to give our review a little bit later, you know, but I definitely have to say that I really did enjoy it. So, you know, first tell us a little bit about, you know, your character. You play Baker. What does he bring to the group dynamic?
Well, thank you very much for your kind words. Baker basically is the kind of loyal puppy dog friend, very innocent, very naive, who's really willing to do anything for his friends. And that includes, you know, starting this big Christian charity called Project Get Well Soon. Where the ruse is that we're going to be drilling wells in Africa for clean drinking water, and we end up pocketing all the money, and we pay for our tuitions, and we party, and things get out of hand very quickly, and spread to a bigger degree than we ever thought. And Baker, you know, my character really just, you know, he's a guy that hasn't really lived life yet. He's just a very innocent boy who hasn't really had to engage with consequences or punishment. And throughout the course of the film, he kind of realizes maybe it's time to kind of get a life and shape up and, you know, become a man and embrace the adulthood that, you know, is inevitably in front of him. So it was kind of a fun arc to play, something relatable, you know, and I think we can all relate to that, you know. Okay, well, I guess I got to be a man now. And so it was really a fun role, and it was the first kind of comedy that I was ever, you know, able to do. And so it was a lot of fun, and the guys were all phenomenal in the film, and we're all very, very close, and we're all in New York for the premiere. And it's been a really fun ride.
Oh yeah, and you know, tell us a little bit more about this character. Do you identify with him at all? I mean, are you closer to this character or the character that you play on Glee? I mean, or are you somewhere in between or not at all?
I guess somewhere in between. I think you know, you find definitely as you know, as a human being or as an actor, there's empathy you find for everyone. You know, that you understand people, you understand the relationships, and you know, everyone kind of has the same dreams and goals and fears and insecurities. And so, yeah, you know, I'm not exactly like any of those characters, but I definitely find pieces that I can easily relate to, or I know friends like that. And, you know, so with Baker, with Believe Me, you know, I'm a very loyal guy myself. You know, my best friends are all guys from Horizon. You know, 10 years ago, we just had our 10-year reunion, and, you know, we're all still super close, and we all drove back together from L.A. to Arizona. And so, you know, I identified with that, where I would do anything for my friends, and, you know, consequences come second, and the friendship and, you know, their well-being comes first. And so I really like that. And and with Karofsky, with Glee, you know, obviously there's certain things I don't identify with, but, you know, the things about, I think, you know, hiding yourself or hiding your true feelings or, you know, your true desires or wants, and kind of being afraid to be open and honest with everybody. You know, I think everyone has a piece of themselves that they kind of keep hidden under the surface. And, you know, some people have skeletons, and so I can relate to that part of Karofsky, as far as, you know, you have to present one side of yourself to the whole world while different thoughts are going on underneath you.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I think, you know, I identify with the base core human values and emotions that these characters are. And then, you know, then I just go in and have fun and color it based on what the writing kind of requires.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's really interesting that both of these characters kind of go through transitions. And of course, Baker, you know, as you said, he has to finally become a man. He's, you know, all into these partying and stuff, and, you know, finally becomes a man in this film. And Believe Me, and in Glee, Karofsky, you know, as you said, he you know, went through a growing up experience himself. So is that something that you look for in roles? You know, meaning.
I mean, as far as looking for what specifically? Like, what do you mean?
Are you looking for, you know, a character arc? Are you looking for a character that you can actually make your own and have meaning?
I look for, you know, it's crazy, because with Glee, I kind of realized how important or how impactful or powerful media can be. And, you know, you kind of go out to L.A. with a dream of just being an actor, and, you know, and it's great to be, you know, the cop or the security guard or, you know, frat boy number six, you know, things like that. But then once Glee happened, I kind of realized that, you know, through media, through television and radio and, you know, movies, you can be impactful, and you can, you know, your messages carry a lot of weight. And, you know, if you have a good audience and a good viewership and good ratings, you know, a lot of people are going to get the message. And, you know, if we can change lives and kind of, you know, spark a dialogue, and that's what we did with Glee and with that role. And I found it to be incredibly just valuable and unexpected. And so now I think with roles, yeah, there's definitely an arc. I like to kind of go find a character that starts at one place and ends up somewhere else. But in addition to that, I like playing characters in projects with a message now, because I feel like we have that ability and that power through media to reach a lot of people. And so it's kind of fun, I feel like, to do something you know, that's not so frivolous and that kind of, you know, packs a punch and kind of leaves an impression, and, you know, the audience kind of leaves the theater having debates and having conversations about what they would do in that situation, and, you know, would they be honest, would they lie, you know, that kind of stuff. And so it really intrigued me to kind of hold up a mirror to the audience. And and kind of see what they think through the character. So
yeah, great, Max, and you know that's exactly what Believe Me does. You know, it's unique in that it's a movie that both satirizes religion, parodies religion, and it also embraces it. It does hold that mirror up, but it does it in a fun way. But it seems like it would be a really difficult line to walk. Was it?
You know, it is. Luckily, not for me, because that falls on the director and producer and writer and their vision and how they edit it. And what was really interesting about this was the director, writer, producer is a three-man team, and a young guy, you know, mid-20s out of Texas, and they're all self-proclaimed, you know, Christians who grew up in that faith and going to church and celebrating, you know, Christianity and faith. And so that, you know, the last thing they wanted to do was offend or hurt anybody's feelings. And so I think it was really, like you said, it's the fine line, not only how, you know, to straddle the line of comedy and drama, which I think they do really well in this film, that, you know, you're laughing your butt off 1 second, and then the next second there's like a, you know, a message, and it's like, oh, like, that just got real, real quick. So I think they do that well. And then, yeah, as far as their Christianity, you know, I think there's not one scene that's making fun of or, you know, instigating any kind of ill will towards faith or spirituality or religion. I think it was merely them just saying, like, you know, look at the young culture of Christianity and, you know, let's just think about, you know, who we're listening to and who we're putting our faith in. And, you know, it was never an attack on, you know, the Bible or Jesus or, you know, the stories in the Bible. It was like, you know, and you've seen it, you know, it's more like, you know, the fact that whoever's up on that stage with a microphone has a pretty big audience that is willing to listen and devote their life and devote their financial income. And so, you know, what do people do with that power on stage with the microphone? And their message was that, you know, could somebody infiltrate that system and how scary that is? And it was just more of a, you know, let's just like think about the culture and, like you said, you know, it's that holding up a mirror to the audience, just to kind of raise questions and start conversations, as opposed to beat anybody over the head with a message, you know, one way or the other. And yeah. I think they did that pretty well. You know, for first-time filmmakers, I think they straddled the line of, you know, offensive and not offensive, and also drama and comedy, like, perfectly. And that was a big reason why me and all the other cast members really jumped at the chance to do this, because it, you know, so much fun to watch and so much fun to film, but it also has a little bit of a message to it, so it was really nice.
Yeah, I agree with all that, and you know, especially you give someone a microphone and they've got a lot of power, and we want to use our power today and to tell everyone to go out and see Believe Me. It's in theaters across the country, especially here in Phoenix. I'm sure a lot of your friends and former classmates from Horizon are going out to see it in the theater this weekend, but of course they're going to see you.
I certainly hope so. I know my dad was there at 11:30 yesterday morning, so that was nice.
Wow, excellent.
Yeah, but yeah, some theaters and iTunes and On Demand and out as of yesterday. So I'd love everybody to go check it out.
Excellent. And you know, one final question here. I know you know, 23 Blast is coming out soon. Can you tell us briefly about that project, the character you play?
Absolutely, yeah, thank you. That's a football drama based on a true story, and a great character actor named Dylan Baker directed it, and Stephen Lang, probably most people might know him from Avatar or Gods and Generals, plays the football coach. And that's basically based on a true story about this guy named Travis Freeman, who is from Corbin, Kentucky, and he got a disease that caused permanent blindness, and he overcame that obstacle and still managed to play football for the high school team as the center of the team, and he learned how to play blind, and they ended up winning a championship that year. And so the story is, you know, really about just overcoming obstacles, and that, you know, if he can overcome that, what can we all overcome? And, you know, about not giving up, because that's pretty, you know, something like that happens. A lot of people just kind of give up on life, and he wouldn't let that stop him, and he kept going. And so we kind of made the story about that, but it also kind of involves that small town football Friday night life feeling. So yeah, I'm really proud of that, and that'll be coming out October 24th.
And we will definitely have a review of that on Breakthrough Entertainment. And, you know, so again, I can't wait to see that one. Believe Me is definitely a great movie. We want all of our listeners to go out and see that. And again, you know, Glee, or Star of Glee as well, that'll be back on next year. You know, Max Adler, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment today. And please do me a favor, and next time you're in Phoenix, let me know, and we would absolutely love to have you in studio.
Oh, that means a lot to me. Thank you. I appreciate that. I definitely will. I think I'll probably be in around Thanksgiving or Christmas, so I will. I'll be sure to let you know. And thank you for all the support.
Right, great. Thank you very much, and have a great day. Take care.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good one.